Okay, yeah, somebody too. Shy Money.
Chef Shaw, how you
Chef
doing,
Shaw,
baby?
Man, maybe that sound better.
Chef Shaw, I like that. I like Chef Shaw.
Okay, there we go. Chef Shaw in the building, man. I was in the first season. You know what I mean?
It was with us in the trenches. You know when we started? That was in 2018.
Yes, sir. And I was there.
Man, what up, fire?
You know what I'm saying? We was in the Bronx, boy, at Wayne's place. You know what I mean? So
definitely, we was in the dungeon. Wayne Diddy, what up?
I'm not in the dungeon no more, yo.
You upstairs?
I'm upstairs, man.
What? Shut it upstairs.
Yeah, boy. Talking to y'all off the balcony, drinking my tea.
Oh man.
Oh, you got the balcony. Windows.
Nice balcony vibes, man. Nice balcony vibes overlooking my little street. You know how that go.
Yeah, what's man. Up?
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to do an episode on the roof again. I think we did like one episode. I always wanted to do that like in the summertime. But I'm going to really make that happen this year, though.
But nah, for sure. Yeah, this is Wayne, King of the Court podcast. Back at it. Nice.
I think you need to introduce
my guys.
Yeah, introduce yourself.
Is this the NYU reunion episode?
I think so, yeah, because we never did an episode with just us three.
Yeah.
Tito's been with us, but it's never been just us three. Yo, you know who I haven't spoke to in a while? I got to find my son Jabari.
Oh, yeah, man. That's my man. Yeah.
Little Gucci.
Yeah, Guap.
My son Guap. I don't know what happened to that man. I hope he's all right.
Well, he in Atlanta. So.
Yeah, I know. He's been in Atlanta for a minute.
Yeah.
I ain't speak to my boy in a minute. You know, I ain't see him on the gram either. I hope he's all right out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means, man. When niggas disappear.
Yeah, it's a little nuts out there, bro.
Oh, it's definitely nuts out. And speaking of... you want
to... Don't jump into that segment, not too quick.
Oh, man. Scared of that man now, man. Bro, terrified.
Scary hours.
Who are we talking about?
Now we know why he can't get a job.
Let me tell you something. I think you guys know by now that, you know, I'm the political one and try to be and everything, but things may change this season. I don't want no problem with the peoples. But that man there, that was the most offensive minded in those text messages I have ever seen his entire career.
Yo, bro, that goes beyond being part of that lifestyle. That's just like straight up just out of pocket perversion, bro. That's just like you need to talk to somebody because that is crazy.
That shit is ridiculous, bro.
According to his testimony, those people don't want a problem with him.
Those people don't want a problem with him?
Yes, sir, because he's taking it. No questions asked.
Oh yeah, he's taking it, all right, man.
Yo. Bro, the details of that is just so graphic. You know what I mean? It's just like how did the journalist like describe it in that way? I was just like, bro, I can't read this no more. Yo. I can't do this. Pause.
Did you read the text messages?
Yes.
I could. Yo, we were playing 2K when I like saw it, and then I was like reading it, and I was like a loss for words, like.
Yo, I just kept laughing. I was just like, I don't know what to say.
The funniest thing last night, right? It was the Magic's opener against Houston.
Right?
They brought it up?
No, they didn't bring it up.
Oh, he played for both franchises too. Yeah. That's crazy.
Right? So the Magic had Hedo Turkoglu and Rashard Lewis at the courtside.
The 09 team.
And they go, yo, you know, the fans started turning up. They saw them. They saw the fans started turning up. So the reporter goes to Hedo Turkoglu and Rashard Lewis. Hey, guys, tell me a good story about the good old days with the Magic. When I said Rashard Lewis was trying to tell a story that didn't involve Dwight Howard so badly, that shit was so... He was like, you know, back in the day, it was me, Hedo, Jameer. And you know Dwight.
Nigga didn't want no problems, boy.
Yo, everybody turning in their Dwight card, bro. Everybody throwing it in the trash.
Nigga didn't want no problems.
Oh, dog. Nah, that boy Dwight was really out here get committing flagrant fouls, bro.
Yo, for real, like flagrant two, three, four, like.
It's one thing to be outside. You outside, I understand. Right. You trying to do you. All praise be to God.
Mm-hmm.
But you try to pull the oop-de-doo. Oh boy came to the crib. He was lit. He like, oh, me, you, we lit. And then you come out of nowhere with the tranny kitty. Tranny kitty. Oh my God.
First of all, now by now, because this is season 6, episode 1, so this may be people's first episodes listening to this show. Wayne does not mean any harm when he says tranny. Wayne, the proper terminology is
transgender. I'm sorry. I did not mean that.
Right. We full disclaimer, you know what I'm saying? We love everybody. We want everybody to listen. You know what I mean? Just some of us grew up a certain way and we use certain terms and we don't mean.
That's if you read the bio for this podcast, it says New York City authentic opinions and debates about basketball. Some things we just can't help. Unfortunately, we grew up in the 90s.
Right, exactly.
So forgive us.
And certain words were okay that aren't okay.
I'm sorry. I'm a product of my environment.
Forgive us. It doesn't mean that it's right. It's not excusable, but forgive us sometimes.
Forgive me. Do not forgive Dwight.
Not too much on Wayne.
Don't forget the white. Like, he's not representative of y'all community.
Okay. This shit is up.
I stand with the LGBT. We gotta put the white down. The right. way he put that man down.
So because I was
he's not a good example. But anyway, basketball.
Yeah, let's move.
Let's
on
go
to
with
basketball.
It, like, what are you starting with first, man?
I had so much more to say, but you know what? I appreciate you for bringing us back here.
No.
Let's talk about you guys' teams. I mean, unfortunately, it's not the way I would want to bring you back into the first episode of the season. But let's talk about your Knicks and Celtics. I'm not gonna say anything bad. These guys played actually a very entertaining game. I think that was the most entertaining game of the night last night.
Yeah, like so, you know, the Celtics obviously they got better. Like they turned their roster around. They kept a few role guys, but for the most part. You know, Porzingis and Jrue Holiday was their major, you know, moves. And like, in terms of the Knicks, they basically stayed the same. All they did was swap Obi Toppin for Dante DiVincenzo. So, I think if you're a Knicks fan, you should expect that this is going to be either depending on who they play, first round, a second round team. Especially with Thibodeau as coach, because they gave a great effort in the second half, but it's the same old story in terms of like this new team. Start slow and then decide they want to play later and then fall short. You know what I mean? The Knicks are going to beat mediocre to bad teams every night. But in terms of the elite teams, you either, you know, win by one or lose by four like last night.
I'll say that. I was very surprised that y'all were in the game as much as you were in the game last night.
They were actually up by 6 with 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Emmanuel quickly definitely showed out. Definitely showed out. He playing like he's trying to get some money.
Well, he's in his last year of his deal until he goes restricted. So
yeah, he'll be restricted.
He's going to ball out. You know what I mean? He's going to play. He's going to force that coaching staff to make a decision. So, but we'll see if the business, the NBA matters to the Knicks or if winning matters to the Knicks. Cause he should be starting.
Should be starting.
I think so. Like I'd rather go with a smallish backcourt to where you could start fast as opposed to you being obsessed with defense. Like our coach is, but, You could add size across the board in the front line, you know, but with the guards, like, because look, like, Jalen Brunson started really slow. You only had, like, 15 points. If you have Quigley out there, you know, with him, you got two legit shooters, two legit scorers, and teams got to worry about that. And you're not getting down, you know, whatever they got down in the first half. But, you know, Me personally, I just don't like the direction this team is going. I don't think we're getting better. I think we're middling out or getting worse.
So soon?
So soon. Because I felt that way before even the preseason. Like, I looked at the roster. I looked what they were trying to do and, like, the rotations they had in the preseason. They had, like, Jericho Sims playing power forward off the bench. Like, that's not going to work, guys. Like, it's just, like, you're going to get down in games until you put your players in to finish the game. And that's not a way to even, like, try to make some noise. Because, like, if you're making the playoffs every year, what is your goal? Your goal is to try to win a championship. That's not the direction they're going. They're going, like, well, we're content with just making the play-in every year. And me personally, I don't like that, you know?
I could see that. Well, you know, according to the leaks out here, the Knicks are trying to make a championship move. Cause they over here eyeing my boy Joel, and he ain't coming over.
I don't think so either. Cause it's like, what could they offer that the Sixers could want? Unless the Sixers is just blowing it up and starting over. But they did that already, you know.
We 7-8 years Joel, ago. Giving that we getting the Kings ransom, and I don't think the Knicks got the pieces. They got some good young pieces, but I don't want a package centered around Julius Randle and RJ.
Right.
You know, some draft picks that, you know, semi-mediocre draft picks. I don't need that.
Well, I mean, in this deal, one team will be a championship contender and the other team will be in a rebuild.
Right.
So, I mean,
all right. So, if we give you Joel Embiid, what is the New York Knicks is winning now. They winning. Right. So, the New York Knicks draft picks they're not worth nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, it just depends on what are you willing to do at this point, if you were to even entertain this package, right? Because it's like, if you entertain the idea of trading Joel Embiid at this point, you're not going to get anything equal to him in ever. Star value.
I totally agree.
You know, like every other person that you can trade for him for is not going anywhere. Like, Jokic isn't going anywhere. Giannis isn't going anywhere. Steph Curry's not going anywhere. Luka's not going anywhere. Like, go down the line.
We're
whoever.
Not getting a star. We're not getting a star, but you can get 20 to 30 range. Those players in the 20 to 30.
I mean, you can. But that's what I said. But it depends on what are you going to do. And then at this point now, you know, are you, you know, who's going to be available free agency? Do you have the availability to get someone in free agency? I mean, fucking James Harden is destroying Daryl Morey's reputation.
Yeah.
So now it's just like, do I want to go play for the 76ers if Daryl Morey is their GM? You know,
I don't even know what's going on. It doesn't make
sense for the Sixers to me. If you're Philly, do you restart the process? Like, no. First of all, let me tell you something. This trade idea that the 76ers and the Knicks are going to trade for Joel Embiid is just someone's New York Knicks wish list.
Right. It's just horrible because
no one came up with that.
Hates Julius Randle and they don't want him on the team. So, you know, they're just putting him in any deal.
It's just a New York Knicks wish list. Right. Like, everyone's like, oh, Giannis is unhappy. And Harden's causing trouble, and then there's going to be nobody, and Embiid's going to want to leave, so we're going to have the two Africans in New York City. You know, New Yorkers love Africa. Shut up!
No.
Giannis definitely is locked in.
There's always some type of, like, story. Like, I get it. I know we all want the people that we want, but you got to be realistic. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. You guys are not going to get that type of player, you know, until some things change, or you strike, you know, lightning in a bottle, and you draft one of these guys.
At this point, like, it's wishful thinking to think that the Knicks are going to fleece somebody. It's just not going to happen, okay? And, like, for the Sixers, it doesn't make sense. It makes sense to me always to help your stars, not trade them away.
Exactly. Well, you know what's interesting? You know whose team I like? Well, pieces I like better than your current pieces.
Right.
Speaking of fleecing, right? Because, like, this is what's going to end up happening. I like the Brooklyn Nets pieces. I don't mean to segue into the Brooklyn Nets. But if you guys could, like, if you ended up with like a Mikal Bridges and like a Spencer Dinwiddie and I mean, I don't want to include Ben Simmons. I don't want to start talking about Ben Simmons right away, but just somebody like you knew was a star, but maybe somebody else may give him like a second or third shot, and then you can
them fleece going some more where, picks.
No, if you had these guys on the Knicks, like for instance, okay. Like you have like how you guys landed Jalen Brunson. Like you need a few more like doubles like that before you hit a home run or well, something.
They signed Jalen Brunson though, bro. So
I know, but that was like very rare. Like, but Jalen Brunson is not like the he's not the big fish in free agency, right. But he's definitely a piece. Like obviously you can see that help you win, right?
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine if like you guys had Mikal Bridges also too? You know, a player like that. Let's say if you guys were to get like a Norman Powell at some point, you know, like that these guys.
A lot of like the shooting issues.
Yeah, too. You know, a Jeremy Grant, you know, somebody like that. And then, you know, those guys play hard regardless of if they're a complimentary piece or they're the best player on your team until you get somebody else. Like, boom. Then you land something. Like you guys may come. You know, your piece may come from the draft a few years ago. Your piece may be, hey, they give up on Ja Morant and he comes to New York for a second chance. You end up with Ja, you know, or right. You end up with, you know, I mean, no, Chubbs just signed a fucking contract extension. That's Zion, by the way. I call him Chubbs. Somebody, yeah, you know, somebody.
My man.
No, I love him. I love him. Bro, oh, you have no idea.
And butter on that biscuit last night.
That could mean a lot of things. Especially the summer that he's had, you know. I love him even more for that, you know. So that's my guy. I mean, just that who you know who it's gonna be, like the next generational guys. Like they gotta start looking and saying, hey, let's rebuild our franchise, you know, and our reputation for the young guys who may want to come here.
Right.
You know, it's plenty of people you can steal moving forward. I was just looking at the talent in the league, like me, Steph, and Chris were having a conversation the other day in Antoine about two nights ago about who's the best shooting guard in the NBA, because we was like, is it Devin Booker? And then I was like, yeah, I guess, but
yeah, I guess so.
But last season, you could say Shai Gilgeous was a top 10 player, but is he a point guard or is he a shooting guard?
Well, last year I could say that he was a point guard because he had the ball more. But when down the stretch, when they started to make the playoffs, Josh Giddey was
the point guard. So he's what I like to call a scoring guard.
Now he's even professed like, oh, remember he? I don't know if you guys saw. He's like, oh, if Jordan can play off the ball, then I have to. So
yeah.
So that kind of says that he's a two guard now. So
he's a scoring guard, right. You know, like with Josh Giddey, you know, having the ball handling responsibility and being the facilitator, you know, I mean, or he could just, it's a position in this league, so you call him whatever he is. But I don't know if Shai's a two, then is he, you know, is he number one or is he number two? And then you got Donovan Mitchell doing, you know, look last night, do what he does again. You know, I'm not leaving Harden outside of the top five.
He's a point guard now, though.
I don't want to classify him as a point guard. Okay, so okay, even if you take him out, then you got Ant-Man.
Right. You know, nice, bro.
You got what is Jalen Brown? Is Jalen Brown a two?
Yes.
Okay, so then you have Jalen Brown. You know,
putting him in the top category after last night.
The top though,
11 points.
At Jalen Brown, he's not a top five shooting guard.
Yeah, but he's not like. He's not better than
11,
he's
11 better points.
Than Donovan Mitchell. He's not better than.
No, I'm saying. My preference, right? I was saying, like, the list that we gave, I said, well, Jalen Brown for me might be, he might be number four on the list, but he might be my number one pick because none of those guys are going to win you a championship on their own.
Right.
To me, he's the best complimentary piece because he's the best two way player.
I mean, any team that gets Devin Booker gets a legitimate.
They get a legitimate shot, yes, but he. Okay, if you have, let's say for instance, right now, let's see how this works, right? I hope they stay healthy because, you know, Wayne, you know, we discussed this the other day. I think their first team all injured. And look, Bradley Beal's already out. And Bradley Beal's a shooting guard also as well, so he's in that conversation.
Yeah.
We forgot about him because he's hurt, you know?
Bro, are you resting people on the first game of the season? It's crazy.
Crazy, you know? So, You know, I'm interested to see how far they get their team success.
But, I'm interested, I think he's more hurt than they're leading on. I don't know if he's really healthy or ready to play, bro.
What happened to him from last season to this season?
Oh, well.
I don't know how he's not ready to play. He ain't really doing nothing on the Wizards last year.
What was there to do?
Well, they shut him down early.
So his legs should be fresh.
Right. It ain't his legs, it's his back. What happened to his back?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not going to speculate on that. But I have a feeling that he's not healthy, like at all.
Yo, y'all crazy, bro. Who's y'all? Didn't say anything. Oh my gosh!
So what happened to his back?
Happening all season, bro. All season. Jokes is coming
off. Yo, for real. Like,
yeah. Did you see? There's a video. He had a video
in Atlanta during the off season.
Nah, I don't even go nowhere near Atlanta right now.
There's something in the water over there, bro. Where's
I wait till mother? He. I wait till he's back playing in Taiwan or whatever.
Where? Before I go back chilling to with Dwight and Kitty.
Yeah, good Gucci man. I don't want to go to Atlanta, man. You got niggas, 7 foot niggas running around like that.
Yo, for real. I'm terrified, Sean.
Scared, man.
I want
all those video packages of him from the NBA highlights erased. No, I'm joking.
I'm joking.
Erased. I fought tooth and nail. He's not a Hall of Famer. Yes, he is. D12 is a Hall of
Famer.
Yes,
absolutely. Man. Yes. For sure.
Man, let me tell you something. Come on, man. Everything he did from 04, when did he leave there? Was it 11, 12?
11.
All right. Everything from 04 to 11, I can defend. And nothing else after that, I have no defense.
Right.
In the 1 year he won the championship with us, he was very vital. That was it. I got nothing else for Dwight.
But, yeah, I mean, but everybody's got their prime years. And during those years, he was the top center in the NBA by far. You know, just a plethora of accolades, defensive player of the year, shot blocking, rebounding, like he you know what I'm saying? But
D12 was my man. This nigga here?
Yeah, I don't know who this guy is, bro.
I don't know who this guy is. Who is this guy? I don't know this guy, man.
Whose man is this? Because
I don't know this guy, man. It's scary. It's fucking scary. Yeah, I'm scary, bro.
No Atlanta for me, bro. No Taiwan, wherever he's at.
Nowhere where Dwight is where I am.
You know what I mean? When I heard him on the Breakfast Club, I was like, nah, he's in New York.
He's in New York? Well, I'm not going to say.
He was with Yee, bro.
Oh, he's with, oh, of course, of all people, she got him. Of course.
Yeah, he was with Yee talking about, you know, the video with him and his son. And, you know, he was motivating him to keep going on the bicycle, whatever. That's what he was talking about. But yeah, bro, like, I was like, he's here? Nah, chill, bro. Staying in the crib today.
Crazy.
But anyway.
Yeah. That's a scary nigga, man.
But anyway, in just terms of the Knicks overall, like, I'm just not comfortable with the direction in terms of, like, if you're trying to win a championship. Like, I'm not worried about the Knicks making the playoffs. They're going to. But, as a Knicks fan, like, are you satisfied with just being a perennial playoff team? If you are, power to you. You know what I mean? But if you're trying to make the East Finals, like, this is not the team for that. So.
But you don't have the talent realistically. Like it's good, right? Because you're a realistic fan, right? Sports fan. So you know, like, this isn't NBA championship quality. Like, this isn't like a team that's gonna be like go far. Like, even like, you know what's scary? You guys were like really like, because you didn't really lose that game decisively, game six. So you guys were really like another, like, let's say last few minutes or another game away from the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, well, so like, and especially in that last game that we lost, they were down 2, and Jalen Brunson dribbled the ball off his own foot out of bounds. You know what I mean? And the game was over and the Knicks were coming back in that game. So they were really a legitimate, like, two game, like, 1.5 games from making the East Finals. And then that year, we owned the Celtics. So,
exactly,
you know, who knows what would have happened at that point in time. But at that point in time, Obi was really helping us. And the style of play was really fit to, like, make a run that year. People don't believe me, but I'm watching it. It's different now. It's not the same. Like,
it's not. I have a question, because I'm looking at box scores here, right? And I'm going to go back to the Nets and Cleveland game. How does Cam Thomas in 25 minutes score 36 points?
Right.
On 13 of 21 shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't play him, really. Like, there's times when they don't. Why would you not play somebody like this?
I'm confused as you are in terms of that, because he's clearly an NBA scorer.
He's a certified bucket, bro.
Because you got between Ben Simmons and Spencer Dinwiddie, and I don't like the both of them on the court at the same time.
Me neither.
You got 9 points. Nicholas Claxton gave you 7. Bridges gave you 20, and Cam Johnson gave you 12.
They lost by 1, didn't they? Or
they lost by 1. Okay. Donovan Mitchell hit a 3, and then they didn't get a shot from the end.
Right.
Like, he almost outscored your starters by himself.
Right.
In all actuality, between him and the bench players, because they only played 10,
mm-hmm.
they outscored the starters.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, unless they've seen some in practice to where they felt like he can't play with Simmons and Dinwiddie, and he's got to play with the second unit. Then, but otherwise, like he's clearly more effective than both. So,
yeah, but like I'm like me and JT, we watched them play last year. I forgot who they were playing against. I think that was the last episode that we did. The same night Bron broke the scoring record.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched him play, and this was like when he was on that streak of just like wild scoring.
Yeah.
And then it was like the third quarter, and, you know, JT was like, yeah, where's all that Cam Thomas shit? And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, nigga, that nigga's on lock. I forgot who he was. I was like, he got him on lock. And I was like, nah, but you know, JB talking shit. I was like, nah, but I wasn't really too sure of myself. I was like, no, he's having a pretty decent game. I was like, yeah, like, y'all seen him hit like 2 threes this possession ago, and then he just got a layup right there. Then we look up at the box score, and this nigga has 30 points. And we're like, like, it was the beginning of the third.
Where he had like 40 plus 3 straight games.
Yeah, we were there for one of the games. Yeah. Like, and it was just like, that was the third game. I think he did it, the third game in a row. And he was like, yeah, where's all of that shit? And I was like, no, I'm like, he's having a pretty, but I thought he probably had like 15. I'm like, but he looks like he's on pace for another 30. And then we looked up, and he had 30 points already. And it was like, like 2 minutes into the third quarter.
I watched college basketball too, bro. And at LSU, bro, he was a legitimate, like, he was like Steph Curry in the SEC. So I'm not surprised at all. It's his ability to score. I'm just confused at why Brooklyn doesn't like prioritize him in terms of minutes, because teams have to account for that kind of scoring.
I mean, but that's interesting though. Like they need the offense,
right?
Why not build you see, this is what I'm saying, like striking lightning in a bottle, right? Like, okay, yes, everyone can score in this league, but he may not be amongst the elite yet, but that's like somebody that you have that, oh shit! Like this is not a Jeremy Lin run.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Like he's scoring against the best,
mm-hmm.
and you have to build around that. Okay, he can't play defense right now. Okay, a lot of people in the league can't play defense right now. Build around it while it's cheap. Whether you want to keep it for the future, whether you want to showcase it and flip it, like, because THT is getting burned over. You know, where's he at now? Is he in Utah now?
Yeah.
Yes.
He was getting burned on the Lakers a little bit before, you know, they let him go, but it's like, you got to play this kid right now, mm-hmm. you know, like, and put pieces around him, and this is your offense, because he looks like a chuck in the amount of shots that he's getting up, but he's efficient.
Like, especially when you have Ben Simmons and Claxton in the same lineup, bro.
Yeah, you gotta you need the offense, you know. Especially if Ben's not gonna shoot the ball. I mean, he had he only took what, 4 shots?
I mean, he had 2 for 4.
Nine rebounds, 10 assists. Yeah. He did his thing, and he plays defense. But I mean, if he's not gonna be aggressive attacking the basket, at least, or playing off the ball, because even that even frees up Ben in that sense, you know, where it's just like, all right, this kid's hot, he's commanding a double team, a little bit more attention, you get some lobs, you know, some backdoor cuts, you can get out in transition and run with him, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know, I was just looking at them, and I just think they just, maybe they should take a chance of building around him.
How many minutes he played?
He played 20-something minutes last night. Hold on, I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you again. I was just, like I said, I was just looking at it, and I just found it very interesting. He played 25 minutes.
That's not starters minutes, and he should be getting starters minutes even off
the bench. He played 25 minutes. He shot 13 of 21. He shot 2 of 5 from 3, 8 of 11 from the free throw line.
Efficient, too.
3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 turnover, no fouls with a +5 rating.
See, like,
him and Dennis Smith Jr. and Royce O'Neal had the best +-minus.
It's one game, but if that trend keeps going, let's say for the next 15 or 20 games, then they have to reevaluate and figure out.
I don't know why I didn't trust my gut and take Max Strus last night.
Yeah, I know.
Because I don't know why. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, can't even say no why, because if I ask you guys this question, would you take Jaren Jackson Jr. for over 6 rebounds? Or Max Strus for over 10 points, what would you take?
Oh, Strus every time, because he's...
Strus?
Yeah, bro.
Over 10? Over compared to Jaren Jackson, yes, getting 6 rebounds?
The shot opportunities and, like,
rebounds... He's going to be open.
Rebounds are so fickle in the NBA, bro. Like, guys will get... like
6?
I know, bro. But it's just like...
Jaren Jackson Jr., don't be getting boards like that. Right. Plus, you got big back Zion outside. And you got,
like, he's a great defensive player, but he's not like a prime rebounder. Like, Strus can get 9 points just by going 3 for 3 in the first quarter. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, then I guess I'm gonna call y'all when I make these parlays later, because,
you know, like,
my God, I didn't think the bench player in the first game of the season was gonna end up with 27 as opposed to a fucking all star and Olympian. You don't have Ja there. Obviously, they're going to be shooting more. You know, there's more. You play down there, like, 6 rebounds?
Yeah, I know. No, I totally get your frustration. Me, personally, I took Desmond Bane. I put $50 on Desmond Bane. And that cash, I did Jason Tatum, and I did Quentin Grimes over 3s. And I just went to bed, because it's just like, if I was going to do any more, I was going to get caught in traps like that. Like,
no, that's good. That's good. That's safe. You know, I just, like, and you know, the funny thing about this too is with the sports betting is that, and NBA Twitter and whatnot, is it could be me and a bunch of other people who were mad at Jaren Jackson because he couldn't get 6 rebounds, and then you go on social media and vent about it, and all of a sudden Jaren Jackson Jr. sucks.
Right.
Just because he had a bad night for you.
No, yeah.
You know, this shit is out of control. Like, sometimes I catch myself. Like, I say, like, fantasy sports and sport, like, it makes it enjoyable, because for me, like, you know, I don't care to root for an individual team, like, you know, especially with my
plus, fucking a lot best. Of stars and good players went under yesterday. Like,
yeah, of course.
LeBron went under, AD went under,
Pascal went under.
You know, a lot of good players went under, because, you know.
But you know what I was looking at yesterday? I was looking at stat combos and threes over. Oh, I'll give you another one. This is another ticket. I was doing over-unders and threes.
Right.
Isaiah Stewart, under 2.5 threes. I thought that was safe.
What, attempts or made?
Makes.
Wow.
Was it 2.5 or 1.5?
It's either way, I didn't. 1.5. Ain't nobody.
Yeah, but even still. So but even cute. Still. But even still, he's not making – I don't expect him to make even 2 threes in a week.
Like, at the end of last year, he was taking a lot more attempts. And when you get your attempts up the NBA, let's say even if you go 2 for 7, you might hit your over, you know? When I do threes, I look at the guys that are going to shoot a lot of them. Like, that's Sharif, why I took Grimes.
Sharif, that man
get up 5 to 6.
Sharif, that man had, it was 1.5. That man shot 2 of 3 from the 3-point line, which means he shot only efficient.
Three. Yeah.
It's a 14 break. Rebounds, 14 points.
Yeah, 15 rebounds?
14 rebounds and 14 points.
Oh, man. He's a beast on the glass, though, bro.
That boy, they got a young boy over there that he just drafted, Thompson.
Yeah, Short Thompson.
That boy is a hound on defense. He is a hound. Put him down.
He struggled offensively.
He's not an offensive player though, but on defense.
No, he's not.
On defense, he know how to use his athleticism. He know how to run the floor. He knows his positioning.
They got a lot of
smart players, bro.
They got like a lot of young players over here.
He remind me of like what's my son that used to play on the Celtics and then he went to the Grizzlies.
Oh, Tony Allen.
Tony Allen.
Yeah. A clamp. No offense, but on defense, clamp.
Okay, speaking of somebody like Tony Allen, let me ask y'all a question. Do you think more guys in the league should, I know this might sound a little crazy, do you think like those role-playing guys, other guys in the league should say, hey, let me try to be Draymond Green?
I think that's coming back, Sean. Like,
you think so?
Because like the attempts in the last 10 years are way up in terms of like 3-point shooting, outside shots, right? And the percentages aren't getting better. So I think a lot of guys are seeing that in their game, like, yo, bro, I can't shoot threes. I can't handle the basketball. So let me try to help out and just be me and take to coaching in that way. You know, so I think, yes, I think more guys should go there and be like, listen, I'm going to play extremely great defense. I'm going to make the right pass. And when I'm open, I'm going to take smart shots. And I think it's going to help the league
too. I feel like guys play their position because there's a lot of guys that we know that play their position and we know them for playing their position. Like guys like – even like a guy like a Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday is not going to be a offensive juggernaut, but he's going to lock up. He gonna make the right plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how many of those players are there? Like you have a bunch of
guys.
Like
it's a lot.
I don't
lot.
Feel like
I don't not think that, there's not, a lot.
I don't think there's a okay. No. You there are that excel at their role. No, you know what I'm saying? Like
that are solid at what they do. Yeah.
I mean, because there's a lot of guys in the league, right? That we'll call like, oh, this guy's a bum, but he's getting like 15 points a game. But he's just getting 15 points a game, so it doesn't. He's not doing anything else. But it's like Draymond can have a loud like triple single. Like, he can have like a 999, like kind of like a Rondo old. Like,
but that's
Rondo
a good
type
game.
No, it's not a bad game because I'll take a consistent like 9 to 12 points a game and you know 8 to 10 rebounds and you know 7-8 assists a night from this guy. Like that will get you actually a pretty damn good contract.
All right, winning. But then that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot of production for.
You know what Clark Kellogg call that? A stat chief stuffer. You know what I mean?
That's a lot of production for players. I'm talking about there are players in the NBA where you'll be happy. All right, if he gives me 10, maybe he gives me 4 rebounds or 2 assists and either a steal or a block. I'm solid with that.
That's a role player though.
That's a great role player.
Yeah.
That's a player that's gonna have a 10-year career.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And ain't nothing wrong with that. Everybody can't be. Because even when you talk about Draymond in that system is not a role player.
Which
they got, rid of a young certified bucket to keep Draymond.
Yeah.
He's not a role player.
Who are you talking about?
Who? Jordan Poole. Like Wayne was saying, Draymond is a legitimate piece to a championship in the Warriors thought so much that they got rid of Poole.
Do you need Jordan Poole if the Warriors are healthy?
No.
I'm gonna tell you right now. This season gonna be the season where you start seeing all these old motherfuckers. You gonna start seeing them old motherfuckers get exposed.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen, and you gonna realize, oh, they needed to have a Jordan Poole. They need a feature of
coming. Yeah, but listen, you saw Moses Moody play. Like, he was out there, like, just slashing and getting those easy buckets. So, then you're going to go back to old Warrior basketball in terms of, like, playing defense and running the floor and getting those easy transition buckets. Like,
exactly. Because you don't need Jordan Poole for that. Like, if Steph, especially the way Steph's been scoring the ball more now, and Steph's not getting, like, I don't want to call them empty points, right? Because every point matters. But Steph is, like, getting the points that you need, like, hey, we need a bucket right now. It's not like he got hot early on and then, you know, hey, when we need a bucket, it's not like he's getting you the buckets we need. Hey, or, you know, he's having clutch games. Forget like moments. He's having a clutch game. So you have a healthy Steph, you're getting that. You know, Klay's finally healthy, and I hope he does, you know. That's my favorite Warrior. Draymond's shooting has decreased, but his confidence in shooting ability has decreased. So that, you know, that goes. But he's still a defensive savant. You know, he still can play make. And now you have Chris Paul. You have Kuminga. Kevon Looney in the postseason is very overlooked. You know, or he gets overlooked until the postseason. And then you have fucking Andrew Wiggins, you know.
Yeah,
so it's like, why do we – not to say why do we need, because it's, you know, good to have, but it's like, it's not a necessity. Like, I think they could have flipped him for something better than what they got. But, you know, it's like, we don't need that, you know. Like, we can't and it's not consistent. It's streaky.
I don't need Golden streaky State in the postseason. Like, Golden State, too, like, have enough success to trust them to make whatever adjustment they need to, you know, in terms of who they lose and who they keep. So – and right. They drafted all these guys for a reason. Like, they have Kuminga, they have Moody, they have they have the other pieces that they added, you know, for you to say, like, okay, whoever they have, they just gonna find a role for them and they're gonna win. Like, you know, so Jordan Poole's good, you know what I mean? But I don't know if they need him to make another run.
I didn't say they need him. All I'm saying is that these older players, the players that are our age, all these motherfuckers damn near 40. All right? We're gonna start seeing the transition. Just like how
Chris Paul already looks old to me. Okay. So.
Just like how in the 2010s and like when we started getting this like 2013, we started seeing the transition away from players like Chris Paul. I mean Paul Pierce. We started seeing the T-Mac eras be over. We started seeing all of these players. So all of these players that we grew up on, the Bronze, the Mellows, the D-Ways, we starting to slowly see that shift. And now we're going to start
shifting
away from, like, the KDs, the Russells. Because last night, Russell had a great game.
Yeah.
He had, like, 11 and 13. Made that boy Scoot look like a – like Scoot is a boy. He gave him his
welcome. He's going to embarrass any rookie.
You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna start seeing the slow transition away from those players that we grew up on. And I'm just trying to say, like, it's not bad to have a young piece that you could groom in the back to take the mantle up afterwards.
No,
I personally felt like Jordan Poole felt like he needed to get his nab.
Well, the Wizards are still the worst defensive team in the league because they got put in a pack by the Pacers. Like,
they got packed up last night. Exactly. You know, they didn't even play any league. They gave up like
they played solid in the beginning, boy. But that boy, what's his name?
Everybody plays solid in the beginning. The score starts out zip zip. What are you talking about?
What's his name? Is a solid point guard, bro.
Tyrese Halliburton.
And then that offense is so fast. They run a fast pace.
Oh, they're gonna run.
He pushing the pace. So I honestly agree with what you're saying, right? I totally agree with what you're saying in the sense of the transitional phase of the league, right? But of course it's happening. It should happen. I'm definitely all for it.
It's the way of the league, man.
I'm definitely all for it, right? It's just the evolution of the game. It's supposed to happen. But that doesn't happen on the Golden State Warriors. Like, he has to go to Washington. Like, I saw something that I do not agree with. I absolutely disagree with. It could just be, you know, people just reaching and, you know, history repeating itself. And, you know, like we said, it's transitional. But that's not going to be James Harden.
Oh, no.
Whoever started that, you know, I get it. That's not going to be James Harden over there.
Where?
People were saying Jordan Poole's going to be James Harden when he went to Houston.
No. Oh, come on, man.
Not on that Washington team.
Oh, yeah,
come on.
That's not
Jordan Poole's not a first option, though. Like, he's
50-point triple double. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, like, that's not gonna be the beard.
No.
You know, first of all, it could be what ends up. What we know, what you know, what has to happen is he has to go through the conditioning of actually putting up that shot volume every night.
And the minutes,
because when Harden first got to Houston, remember the stigma on him was that he didn't play defense. And I was always confused by that. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, he used to play defense in Oklahoma. So I'm like, why is it that all of a sudden, because he took, I'm like, and I watched him play. I said, oh, he's tired now, because now he's putting up 25 shots a night. You know, right. That's, as much as we all want to score the ball and think it's not tiring to keep shooting the ball. And say, yes, it's very tiring to keep shooting the ball that
this,
much.
Sean, like, it's not 2K, bro. Okay, fatigue is on. Okay,
like it's tiring to put up 25 shots and free throws.
People want you to be like, because we've seen Bron do it. People want you to be an all-world defensive player and a scorer. And
like,
and it's just like,
do you know how hard it is to stop someone in this league? I don't give a fuck if you want to say the rules have anything to do with it. Like everyone's talented in this league. Like, everyone can score the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going against the best, like nightly. You know, it's like you don't get a break. Like, even like, I mean, even if you play like the Orlando Magic, let's say your break is the Orlando Magic.
Don't sleep on them, Orlando, bro.
You can't even sleep on them because you got those young boys over there. Like, and these are the young boys who just going to show you they know how to do all the moves. Like, wait till they actually piece it together on when to
use
these
things. I like Orlando,
bro.
I want to see how they match up against the Heat in terms of like they're winning their division and stuff.
So. Look at the game.
I got them winning.
Look at the game. Fucking Detroit just gave Orlando last night. I mean, not Orlando. Just gave Miami last night. Like, Cade Cunningham was wilding last night.
Yeah, bro. Cade Cunningham's for real, bro. Oh, my goodness.
You know, like, does like I'm interested in, you know, like I said, I've always been a can't-wait-for-the-future type of guy. But that's
and
not going to happen.
Just a general question, Sean, like, for you and Wayne, like, are there any, like, how many bad teams are there this year? Are there a lot?
Six?
No. Six? Name them. I'm not even saying, like, to be competitive.
Hornets.
Like, I don't know.
Hornets.
Who?
The Hornets are going to be trash.
Okay.
The Rockets are going to be trash.
Okay.
Okay.
San Antonio is going to be trash, but they're going to be nice to look at.
I don't think so. Continue.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, like, I'm talking about, like, bad teams, not teams that are obviously like less
than 35 wins. Less than 35 wins.
That's not
okay.
Bad. That's like
no. Below average. I get it. I get it. I get where Wayne's coming from. I get what you're saying, Sharif. Continue, Wayne. I don't want to cut you off.
All right. So what I gave you: Hornets, Rockets.
Hornets, Rockets, Spurs.
Spurs. Oh, I feel like I'm missing somebody.
Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
Wizards. I got Orlando sneaking in. I got Orlando sneaking in. But 50-50 on Orlando and 50-50 on Detroit.
Yeah. But there, well, I mean, but that's due to lack of talent.
I ain't say it's
right. So that's five teams that are bad. Like, that means 25 teams are pretty good, right?
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of bad teams.
Portland, my last one.
I don't think Portland is gonna be bad.
Portland, they're gonna have like 25 wins.
But
I think they're
gonna have under 30 wins. It didn't think it'd be bad. It was just me.
They're gonna have under 30 wins, bro.
You guys think the Portland Trailblazers are gonna be bad?
I think they're gonna be bad, bro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah, I do. I don't. It's like one of those teams where you look at them and like you don't want them to be bad, but you're just like you got to be real with yourself and be like, they're not gonna stop nobody, and they're not gonna score enough to put fear in the heart of other teams. So
yeah,
that equates to being bad.
It's about six bad teams, but everybody else is solid. And then even in the six, I still think it's a good two hopefuls. I personally think
they have a pretty decent team.
They do.
Seven wins.
They got DeAndre Ayton.
Bro,
Shadon Sharp.
DeAndre Ayton last night?
Malcolm Brogdon, Jeremy Grant, Matisse Thybulle, Anthony Simon, Scoot Henderson.
Those are
the names,
bro.
They're gonna Robert Williams. Who else? That's it. Yeah, they're gonna Jabari Walker's gonna be
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're right. You're right.
Zubac was smoking DeAndre Ayton last night. Smoking him, bro. Smoking. I was surprised. I said Zubac is doing this to him, bro.
Yeah. But Zubac is a nice little fringe double double every night, though.
Nah, for sure. But like Zubac is no, by no means is no like a what you call a
old world big man. No.
Yeah, like you know, like we're not looking at him like. I look at Zubac like a 12 and 12 guy every night. But yeah, I don't look at him holding the next big man to 6 points.
Right.
DeAndre Ayton couldn't do nothing with Zubac last night.
I'm tired of hearing about DeAndre Ayton, bro. Because he do a lot of talking, but not enough playing. So
yeah, this is here to show up. This is here to show up and show out.
DeAndre Ayton?
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure. He got what he wanted. He got out of that Phoenix situation. He got an opportunity where he could be featured because everybody in that team is young. Everybody in that team is not.
You know what that means. It's going to be a lot of shots going up.
Right.
That don't mean everybody's young and, I'm going to get the ball. That means it's going to be a lot of shots going up, my man.
Chauncey Billups don't got no hair to lose because
that shot chart is going to look wild.
Yeah. He's got it like, Billups has got to be able to reel some of that in, bro, because he's going to be sick every night watching these young motherfuckers just throw up shots, not even look up.
Their makeup kind of reminds me of like the Blazers team. I don't know if this is a reach. Let's see if it ends up panning out to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of reminds me of like it could be like the Brandon Roy, LaMarcus Aldridge, Nicholas Batum, Rudy Fernandez type of Portland Trail Blazers.
That's certainly what they're trying to do.
I think it could be that.
But that will only mean they need, Anthony Simons. I'm speculating. Anthony Simons would be B-Roy, and then Aiden would be Aldridge.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
Or even if he was like a healthy Greg Oden, because they have pieces. Like Robert Williams isn't a bad backup piece. Matisse Thybulle's not bad. Jeremiah Grant is good, so they have the compliment. There's no star yet. There's budding stars. Mm-hmm. If they actually bud, yeah.
Hopefully they don't have any more turnover and they're able to play together. So we could actually see that come to fruition.
Shadon was pretty good,
Shaden got
buttons. Yeah, Scoot is supposed to be good. Nuts, so bro. I mean, you're right. This season they may be bad, but I don't think they'll be. And then the next thing about it is too that we're speaking about the older guys in the transitional phase that the older guys keep getting hurt.
Yes,
not sure.
You know what I mean? So I mean, with injury, presents opportunity. So with these guys keep getting hurt, your team is projected. Like I said, first team all injured over there in Phoenix. All three of them are not going to play together.
Every time you say that. So.
Yeah, the first team all injured? Yeah, they're part of it. I don't know. One of them might be second team because Kawhi and Paul George is definitely all injured over there.
This offseason, since we hadn't talked basketball in so long, so this offseason, did you hear what Kawhi said about the whole load management and eligibility for awards thing?
Of course.
Oh, we think we lost Wayne. But
I'll send him another link.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
You can carry it until he comes back. But yeah, like, yeah, I'm sure you heard about it, and he's like, he's like a little upset about it. And I'm like, why are you upset about it, bro? Like, we know that this rule is for that. You know what I mean? And like, whether you agree with the NBA or not, you know what they're trying to do. They're just trying to reward the players who play every single game. And
I find it to be interesting, right? Because I feel that he has a high tolerance for pain. Because I don't think that he should be playing, or he doesn't have much can I say this? I don't think we're gonna have much time left in Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, me either. In all actuality, it's like really like messed up.
Well, you have to look. He has career ending injuries.
Yeah, and he's at the point where you can't even go inside the knee and fix it anymore. They just have to do maintenance on it. So I don't think he can play 70 to 80 games anymore.
No, he shouldn't be. Like see, here's the thing for me, like in sports injuries or just injuries in general, is that sometimes if you don't know any better, you get caught up in the timetable, right? The time frame that it takes for them to come back, and then automatically believe that you're going to get Kawhi Leonard back.
No.
Like, the player. Like, okay.
And he's still really good. He's still really good.
Like, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to look. You let's say, for instance, even last year he played pretty good, right? Or whenever his last really dominant year was.
Like, bring up his box score from yesterday while you're talking.
Like, you're still trying to look like you want him to be at least where he left off at.
Right.
The last time he played, or anybody who gets hurt. And it's like, you have to catch up to what you were from 6 to 9 months ago, depending on whatever the injury is. Like, we hope to get you back to that at some point. Everyone else is getting better, too, during that time period. You know, like last night, he had 23 points on 29 minutes. He had 9 of 17 shooting. Sure, he started with 50%. That's
still mad good. Like,
5 for 5 from three. Yes. So now he's shooting the three like crazy. Paul George had a pretty good game, too. 32 minutes, 11 to 17.
Yeah.
4 for 7 from three, 27 points. So they played well yesterday. You know, I mean, you know, we see the competition they played against. Oh, Jesus Christ. I forgot they had Bones Highland over there.
Yeah, and like he's playing with a chip on his shoulder too, bro. Like,
yeah, he's been playing like that since he left Denver.
His name is getting dragged through the mud because of what Denver said about him and what the coaches continue to say about him too, like over there. Like, and he's got that dog in him, and I wish him the best, bro. I hope he goes out there and he kills, because at VCU, guy was a whole bucket. And I don't think he really got the chance to do that in Denver. And they got frustrated with him so quickly. It's hard to criticize Denver because they won the championship. You know what I mean? So, but I really think he's going to do some good work over there. But in terms of Kawhi, it's just like, I think he has a legitimate beef in terms of like this whole rule, like singling him out. But at the end of the day, bro, your knees are done. So you need to do what you need to do to be able to handle the pain and play, bro. You gotta play.
It's tough, man, for him. Like I said, we don't want to make him the load management poster boy. I think what we have done, you know, I don't say us, but just at least the league, they've done it. I don't think it's fair at this point when you actually look. Like, yeah, you know, he comes from the Spurs organization and they were doing that, but like that quad injury that he had when he was on the Spurs was misdiagnosed. Or whatever.
Yeah, they really messed him up. And like, things just got worse after that because it permeated throughout all of his lower extremities. So, like, his knee got messed up as a result of that, too. So, you know? Yeah.
I mean, because you start to compensate, you know, for certain things and it gets worse. And it's like that quad injury could be, that quad injury could be, career ending, and then he had an ACL tear, you know, and then he had something else,
bro,
and then
he keeps coming back.
you know, he's coming back. You know, so.
And what Paul George, I think it's just bad luck. Like, he just keeps getting hurt. Like he's also a guy that, you know, he's a two-way player too. So, you know, you're scoring and you're defending good players. You know, these guys are not getting younger either. So, you know, Paul George, he's not, you know, he's on the wrong side of 30. So it's just like.
Well, there's nothing around them at this point structurally for them to say, I'm relieved of some of my duties.
Right.
You know, like they're two of the best two-way players in the league. Mm-hmm. And I say two of because once upon a time, they were the two best two-way players in the league, but time has passed them by. Like, it's already been, what, 5 years they've been together?
Yeah.
Almost 6 years, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Right? I looked at it, Sean, and I was just like, yo, they've really been together that long. Because they both re-signed, right? Like,
and and nothing has come about.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So I think organizationally, like, dude, at some point, you guys, we got to at least go to the West Finals. Like, you two guys are too good, you know, to just keep getting hurt and all that. Like, one of you's got to change something to like, where you're available when we need you.
Like, I went just about a whole episode without mentioning LeBron, which is wonderful. So I appreciate you guys doing this because, you know, there are basketball topics, discussions that can happen without LeBron, right? But this is why, you know, when the team was assembled then, I sounded like a hater right to everybody. I know. I always tell y'all. Yeah. It sounds crazy in the beginning until later on we revisit.
You call it like it is.
Yeah, you know, I always sound like a hater in the beginning, and then we revisit these things, and all of a sudden, oh, shit, you know, he might have been right.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember or even going to acknowledge it, right? But then, that, like, this is why I say it's not that easy to get to – the finals, or people use longevity and do certain.
These guys been together. James Harden, where yeah, you know, I seen you comment under it that, you know, like it was like a few months back where I was like, I guess I was right about James Harden. Like, I don't, me personally, don't want him anywhere near my team. And since then, he's been on three teams.
Boy, I've been saying that when we had the option of getting Tyrese Halliburton. Instead of getting James Harden, I wanted Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah,
everybody. You know, just take the young boy, man.
Can I say something in regards to James Harden, though?
Go ahead.
What is his gripe though?
His what?
What is his gripe? Why does he want to leave Philadelphia?
Apparently.
Yeah, there might have been a deal
behind the scenes where they said they was gonna pay him a certain amount of money. But he ain't come through. Sean, you cannot ask for a $200 million deal and you continuously don't show up.
Right.
Now I am fully aware of the situation. I just wanted to hear, or just for our listeners, right? We explain to them what's happening for people who don't know.
Yeah, like you constantly not showing up. I can't pay you.
The thing about that deal was that when I was worth that money, when it was time to negotiate that contract, I didn't take that money to help the team.
But was you worth that
hold
money?
Hold on. So then I was supposed to get this money on the back end.
Sean.
No, wait a minute. If we discuss you giving me, I don't know what the exact numbers are, right? But let's say, for instance, if it's. What is it? He would be making what in the 60s now is the wild number. Everybody's making 60 something million dollars, right? Whatever case it may be a season.
Ain't nobody paying him that.
No, just listen. But let's just say, for instance, while I was good at the time, you know, the discussion was, you know, hey, you're probably getting 48 now, right? You could get 55, but, you know, in order for us to have a little bit more team success, we're going to need you to take 50, right? And then on this part of your contract, you'll get, or the summer of 24, whatever, when, you know, we can resign, you'll get this.
But right? how do we know that was the conversation that they had?
I don't think that's the conversation.
I'm gonna be honest with you. What other conversation could be had? Because you have to look, like, productivity wise, he knows he's not the beard. But then we're also not going to take him wanting to get his money that he was promised and make him seem like he was a bum. He led the league in assists last year.
Sure did.
And Wayne, you could say, oh, he doesn't show up. It may have been inconsistent or may not have been hey, to get to the
fucking one game.
Hold on.
Bro. I don't
no, he won you two shit. Games. No, he won you two games. He won you two out of the three games.
Let's be fair.
He won you two. He didn't just, he wasn't just him. It was your MVP as well.
Bro.
They didn't show up. They did not show up together collectively.
And you know what?
So you got to look. So you know what, too? This reminds me, right? This is another, y'all be, this is crazy. But I didn't even want to go this way, but it's reminding me. Y'all make up so many excuses for Joel Embiid and that fan base is ridiculous.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
Y'all don't hold him accountable. Yo, bro, y'all don't hold him accountable.
The boy was hurt.
Y'all don't hold him accountable, bro. Y'all don't hold him accountable. James won you two games in that series, right? Two games out of the three you won. Okay, he didn't show up for game seven. All right, and neither did JoJo, right? But JoJo was hurt. But JoJo's always hurt. You guys don't hold him accountable for him not being on the court, right? Then you don't hold him accountable for his play when he has a bad game, and everybody else gets the blame when they speak up.
Bro, James Harden, if James Harden wanted that $60 million deal, he should have took it in Houston. If he wanted that $50 million deal, he should have took it in Brooklyn.
I understand, yeah, but I'm just saying, if you can't
James
tell
Harden,
me
though, bro.
Right now,
everywhere
the
he's
is not
been,
that. That's for
he's
him.
Doing the same thing. Right, it's not even about Philly. It's not about Daryl Morey. For me, it's like when he was in Brooklyn, he did the same thing. When he was in he's in Philly now. He did the same thing. When he was in Houston, his last year, it's all okay. Pay me, right? But when the you know rubber hits the road,
he's a no show.
Pull out. And if I don't get what I want every year, I'm going to make a big deal out of everything, and I'm going to want out.
And my thing is, bro, listen. If they was talking about, oh, we paying James Harden like $25 million, I'm going to be like, y'all niggas is bugging.
Yeah, y'all wilding, yeah.
But I heard the deal they trying to give James Harden is similar to Kyrie's with a little bit more money. So they trying to give James Harden like a $40 million three-year deal. What's wrong with that? That is appropriate market rate for James Harden.
No, that's what you're saying his market value is now because you know what he wanted and the media portrayed him to be one way for the entire summer and now his value has diminished.
But his
he's productivity.
Hold on.
His productivity is in today's market is above that 40.
Yes.
You're not going to sit in player is gonna, above $40 million?
Yes, when your Supermax players are getting almost $70 million.
But he's not a Supermax player. That's what I'm trying to get. Like, y'all keep
No, he's not a Supermax player on the Philadelphia 76ers.
Because you have
Joel Embiid. Hold on. How are we throwing aside 20 and 10?
We can't.
How many 2010 players do you have in the league?
Yeah, we can't, bro.
Bro, what team is he a Supermax player on?
Any team.
No,
how
he's
many
not.
2010?
No, he's
bro,
not.
How many?
No, he's
Wayne,
not.
Wayne. Let's be honest, right? And we
we're gonna take James Harden on the New York Knicks. He's a Supermax player.
Who on the Knicks is 2010?
If James Harden is on the New York Knicks, is he a Supermax player?
He has to be. His productivity.
Sharice, are you paying James Harden $60 million over 5 years?
No.
You're not paying James Harden $60 million over 5 years now because of his age and what he was. But he's 2010. Who's 20? Who's even close to 2010 on the Knicks?
Nobody's playing him that.
Well, Julius Randle.
Close, but he's not.
Come on, bro. Stop it.
Okay, so go around the league and go find me your 2010 players.
But that's what I'm trying to say. He had the offseason to go find that. He had the offseason to go find that.
No, but and here's the thing. But here's the whole thing. No, he didn't have the offseason to go find that. He's still under contract with them.
He opted it. Nobody forced him to opt in.
Yeah, I'm opted in. Give me my fucking money. What you talking about?
Because you're not a max player. You know nobody
no,
wanna get their money.
No. There's a few factors in this, and it's not to say he's not a max player.
Is it really only about money though, Sean? Is it really just about money?
I believe majority of it is about the money, and he's a liar, as according to James Harden. He said he was lied to. So whatever they spoke about, he flat out said that this man's a liar, whether it could have been anything from, you know, the amount of money that I was promised to.
Netted him more money than any GM he's been with, bro.
Listen, there's one thing I say about James Harden is James knows when the party's over. He knew when the party was over in Houston, and they've been ass ever since. He knew the party was going to be over in Brooklyn, and he got out of there first. And look, now all three of them are gone, and they you know, I hope the best for them. But realistically, they asked to. In Philadelphia, it looks like the party's over in Philly, and he's on his way out. And if your boy gets hurt again or whatever the case may be, then the party is done over. It also is in Philadelphia. I don't know if he was promised. I don't know if it was the money he was promised. I don't know if he was promised five bitches per game after the games. I don't know what it. I don't know if he was promised his own strip joint. I don't know what it was that he was promised. All I know is that this man said that Daryl Morey is a liar.
He was promised a team bus just for him and for
whatever it is that him and Daryl Morey discussed. Daryl Morey is a liar, Wayne. So we're not going to sit up here because he's on your team and he's causing your team trouble, and he's causing your team
damn near billionaire, bro.
Trouble, bro. Or anything else like that, or whatever. I understand, but we're not. You have to look. You're looking at James Harden, and we're looking at what James Harden was, right? But we're not actually looking at what market value is, what you're supposed to get paid at market value for that productivity. How many players in the league with that productivity, right? Are there? And then go look at those players in the league with that productivity and look at what they're getting. So don't tell me, if we take a name off of his stat sheet, that he's not a supermax player.
He's not a supermax player.
Let me tell you something. I'm not giving him the supermax either at this age. But all I'm saying is we're making it seem like he shouldn't be getting anywhere near the ballpark. Should he be getting $60-something million a season? No, absolutely not. He shouldn't be getting $60-something million a season. But don't make it seem like he shouldn't at least be. He should be at least in the 50s,
which is a little bit more money, and he still didn't take it. Now I don't know. Maybe Daryl Morey promised him the max. You know what I mean? And then they looked at the numbers, and they looked at his age, and they looked at where they finish every year in the playoffs. And said,
you guys also just mentioned another problematic player in the organization.
What, which is what?
You just named Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving went through this whole shit in the media for months or for the last few years. And it's just like the name is more worth the trouble than, I mean, it's not worth the trouble in comparison to productivity, right? He's a compliment. He's a
Kyrie got a 3-year, I think it was like 38 million dollars. And he got like 3 years, $40-something million
each season.
Each season.
Right. So whose stats is statistically
135.
So statistically it has been better.
They're very comparable. Very comfortable.
Okay, well, who statistically has been better?
What, Kyrie and James Harden?
And Harden, yeah.
I mean, Kyrie wins games.
Kyrie wins games.
They're different players.
James Harden won you 2 playoff games. Bro. You're so unappreciative and forgetful.
Bro, they're very comparable players, and I feel like what Kyrie got paid
Who's went further as a leader?
Who's went further as a leader? Kyrie Irving. With the ring.
Kyrie Irving.
The one with
a
ring.
As the leader of a team, what team did he ever lead?
The one with the ring.
Without that 40, LeBron ain't getting that last championship. So with that 40,
what team did he ever lead?
We're not asking James Harden to be a leader.
Hold on. We're not about to act like they didn't drop a double disc that game. We're not about to make it seem like Kyrie had 40 and Bron had 25.
No, that's not what I said, Sean.
All right. Okay. like I said, we went a whole episode.
That's not what about. I said.
We didn't have to discuss LeBron James.
Your bronyism.
I don't like the way that was worded.
Your bronyism is showing. I didn't say
I don't
that.
Like that. You said without that 40, Bron don't have a championship. Okay, and I'm like, hold on. All right. I didn't say that he didn't, but we're not going to act like he didn't have 41 either. That was a double disc. That was life after death.
I said, we're talking about leaders, and we're talking about who you rather
what
have
did he lead that was not the leader of that team. Who? I don't want to hear he was one
who
of
was
either
one of them,
who
yes.
was the who was the star player on that team?
LeBron James,
who had this
obviously.
Who had the C on their jersey?
Obviously it was LeBron James. All
right, so now let's go look at the two teams that they led, right? Or the few teams they led. You mean to tell me Kyrie Irving with that Boston Celtics team had more team success than that Houston Rockets team?
Hurt.
Well, I mean, Chris Paul was pretty good too there. So
okay. What about the Brooklyn Nets?
The Brooklyn Nets?
Yeah.
I don't think James Harden was leading them.
No, I'm just saying when Kyrie Irving was on the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, when Kyrie was on the Brooklyn Nets.
Kyrie wouldn't even play
if
Kevin
wasn't
Durant wasn't
hurt,
on the court.
They would have went farther.
Yeah, my man said, "Yo, KD not playing, I'm not playing."
I think if he wasn't hurt, they would have went farther. And
all right, so come on, this man got an MVP, scoring titles, assist
titles.
Listen,
nobody's saying James Harden is trash. I stand by, and you agree with me, is
you have the MVP and assist leader on the same team. Okay. He's not the key piece, but he's not. He's not the number one guy to win you the championship.
Right, and I agree
now,
with
but
that.
But he's not a bad number two.
Justify him getting paid close to the max, and that's just not
I'm
realistic.
I'm only justifying the fact that the super max we're saying is $60-something million. I was using the number 50. I think he should be in the 50s at least compared to what market value.
I think he's around that 45 range, and I feel like that's what they're trying to pay him. 45.
All I'm saying is, if you told me you had 50 for me, and you told me you had 50 for me in 2024, and you're asking me to only take 40 something, right, in 2022 or 2023, right? So the team, not for just you. For the team's sake, but we're going to give you this money on the back end, right? At the time when I could have left and before all this happened and, you know, we had to go this way, my name was tarnished and I could have got my 50.
But who tarnished your name?
They did once the man didn't want to sign.
Wayne,
let's keep it
in
funky.
Brooklyn, bro.
No, he didn't. He didn't tarnish him in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn, not really. Let's keep it funky. Y'all don't have the greatest record. Didn't y'all just
bro, stop it.
Wait a minute. Didn't y'all just lose a lawsuit for defamation?
We didn't lose no lawsuit for defamation.
What was the lawsuit did you lose?
Oh, well, we had to pay Ben back his money. It was a settlement. It wasn't no lawsuit.
Why?
Because that boy lied.
He lied? What was y'all saying about him?
He's a no-show.
What was y'all saying about Ben? Y'all were spreading rumors about Ben too, right?
He's a no-show.
Right?
He is.
Sharif, you see what they do over there?
You don't spread no fucking rumors.
I think what was it about?
Ben.
It was like the
Sharif.
Mental health shit.
Sharif, you see what they do over there?
The fucking no-show. He's a
Listen, man. I mean, I'm about to
when somebody knows something,
Philly, so, you know, I really
when somebody,
know
vibes,
but...
Nah, it's okay. Nobody will know that you said anything bad about them. They know they ain't shit either over there, but look, that's what they do over there. You want to leave? We're going to start spreading rumors about you.
Yeah.
We don't spread nothing.
Yeah, we got to start telling lies about you and all these other things that make you look so bad. And then they have one of the largest media markets, so, you know.
My thing is, like, for the Sixers organizationally, like, okay, you don't want to pay him that much, and you don't want to do all that. And so just, it doesn't matter what your return's going to be. Just trade
him
and
move on.
No,
don't do that. We're not trading him for kibbles and bits. And you acted like our returns was, we asked him for some crazy shit. We asked him for Trey Mann. Trey Mann scored 8 points a game. Trey
and
Mann is nobody. Keep it 100 stack. I don't even want Trey Mann. I would prefer Bones Highland. But we asked him for Trey Mann. Trey Mann?
Who
have a problem giving us Trey Mann?
Who else is in the trade proposal, though, Wayne?
They're giving us Batum.
A fucking
What's his name? The twin? Covington and like a draft pick and a swap, and we asked for Trey Mann. That, come on, that's crazy. That's crazy. If you're not trying to give up Trey Mann, you're not even trying to make a trade, bro. Let's keep it 100.
He wants to go to the Clippers, so it's just like, what's really the holdup? And maybe the Clippers don't even want to give him that kind of money too, Sean. That's why I'm like,
the Clippers want him for 1 year. The Clippers are not going to keep it, bro.
Yo, listen, I understand what you're saying. All I'm saying is, if you told me that this shit was $55.
It's business. Things change. You like, get out your feelings. We're trying to win. You're not trying to win. You're trying to make money.
You fleeced me, bro.
You fleeced me, boy.
You fleeced you. You're a fucking no-show.
If you can't, you can't call me a no-show when I won you two games.
Stop
with
talking about these two fucking games and start talking about game six where you ain't passed the fucking ball.
Yo, wait, it's tight.
I don't understand.
These two fucking games. People talking
about
two.
Yes, because
two fucking games he won.
Yes,
get the fuck out of here. Game six, you ain't passed the ball. Last year,
I have to talk about these two games.
I don't want to start talking about game seven. Fuck that nigga, James Harden.
He don't deserve a fucking cent.
And no, I hope they ban this motherfucker so he can't get paid in the NBA. So you got one nigga.
Fucking
money in the strip club, you dumbass hoe.
You got one nigga who's the MVP who only was a part of one.
Yeah, they were both terrible in game seven, both of them.
So is this is like this goes back to even my debate last year when
games,
you know, I believe Nikola Jokic. Hold on. Because I believe Nikola Jokic should have won the MVP last year, but you know how everybody feels about me and my white players and you know the black man. The black man,
yeah,
da-da-da, whatever.
You know,
I can't believe you. I can't believe you.
I'm like, for the white boy.
Listen, I tried to there's a few things, right? And I'm glad you two were here, and I wish Jabari was here, because I remember a conversation that we had about around the year 2015 when I told you this was going to happen to you guys. I told you guys around 2020 that we were, you know, close to losing the Olympics and whatnot, and the international players would take over. And lo and behold, look at us, outside of the top five players.
You're not going to start with me, Sean.
Look.
Listen to me.
Look at us.
Listen to me.
Look. 2000 was about 2019-ish, 2020. I said the big man is back, right? Oh, the big man can be back. What? These big men are shooting threes.
Well,
five MVPs have been big men. Most dominant player in the NBA is a big man.
The big man never left. They just got more versatile. They just do more.
They got way but the best player in the NBA is the least in shape out of everyone.
Yeah, I know, bro. Putting on for the big boys, baby. You see that shit?
He can't jump over two sheets of paper.
Yo, bro, like you could still probably beat him in a race, Sean. For real.
What do you mean, probably? Me and everyone else on the court. Me and everyone else on the court is smoking him in a foot race. And guess what? He had a light 29, 11, and 12. Like every game. Even Luka last night.
Luka last night gave him a quick triple double.
It's just too easy. It's too fucking easy, bro. What is happening at this point, Wayne? Please explain this to me.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. The Europeans caught up. I personally do believe though that yes, Jokic should have got it last year, but Jokic should have never got two back to back. The one he got before then should have been Joel Embiid. So they had to make up for it. Simple as that.
No, that is poor logic. If you got it wrong, then you got it wrong.
Well, too bad. Now you got to make up. Now you
no,
make
you
test.
Don't. You don't.
You,
gotta
do
you
a
don't.
Makeup test.
You don't
you
have
fail,
no makeup.
What did she give you? A makeup test, right? To make up.
Wayne,
mistakes?
Wayne,
makeup
you don't. That's not how it works.
That's
because
how
you got it. Because you got it wrong last year doesn't mean you correct the wrongdoing the next year, especially if it's clear. Was it close? It was close. Was it JoJo's best year? It was his best year. Should he have won the MVP because he didn't get it the year before? No. And you know who else this isn't fair to? This isn't fair to Giannis.
Not for sure. Giannis could have caught it too.
He should have had another one. He didn't show up either.
Boy, all I'm saying is that fuck James Harden.
I don't think that's right.
And Tyrese Maxey's a future.
That's all I gotta say. I don't think that was right. I think he should be paid.
He should be paid. Not no fucking $50 million.
I
believe James Harden is worth a nice $43-44 million for 3 years.
Listen, 3 years. That's about
$130. That's about $130 million.
I just think the man should be paid
$45 million. That's good money. That's good
whatever
money.
Whatever he was promised. That's all you should give. Nothing more.
No.
Nothing less.
We're not doing that. And you're a fucking no-show. You're a no-show now. What the fuck you gonna be in 4 years? Get out of here. And now we can't move that contract? Come on, I'm sorry. No. We're not making bad deals. Sorry.
And
listen, that deal that you talking about with James Harden was made under a different ownership. Like, you know what I'm saying? He made that deal with his mans. What's that boy name that own the jersey company? I forgot his name. Rick Rubin, the nigga that love rubbing on titties, the one that was hugging up on little baby. He's over here trying to steal James Harden boyfriend. Yeah, that motherfucker.
You niggas signed Kelly Oubre after the beef you know these niggas had.
Exactly, cause we're petty. Fuck out of here. Fuck that nigga, James Harden.
What if that's part of the lie?
All right, that's not even true. Kelly Oubre shorty said that's not true.
Kelly Oubre shorty wasn't James Harden shorty.
She said it wasn't true. Yeah. She said it wasn't true.
Hmm.
What's her name? Jalen Rose's daughter reported on that story, and Kelly Oubre's wife came in the comment section and said, "That's not true. Mind your business." So, I guess it's not true.
Hmm.
All right. All I'm saying is, fuck James Harden. Let's talk about something else. Did y'all see Zion, big back ass, come out there and get these fucking dunks on motherfuckers last night?
Absolutely, I did.
Okay.
I loved it. My boy is back.
Yeah. Zion built like me over here, catching fucking windmills and shit.
I wish. You fucking wish. You fucking wish.
Zion not built like me?
You might be right. Both y'all niggas is built like Booger McFarlane.
Oh my god. Violent.
Fucking wish, man. All I gotta say is I'm glad Zion's back. I hope he stays healthy. Because the West is very interesting.
It is.
I'm gonna be honest with you. The first team that get hurt is gonna eliminate themselves.
Them all injured is very interesting because everybody's anointing them, you know.
Who's that?
Phoenix.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I don't know every. You know what? They do this with like every Kevin Durant team.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's anointing them, and I'm just like, I don't know, bro.
I get it. Like, I understand like the way we watch basketball, our favorite era of basketball, the conditioning of how the game was played and the success rate that way. That doesn't win you championships. Like, that's not the formula for championships. Like, you have to have pieces around you. Like, look at how good him and Devin Booker were. And it just wasn't sustainable because they had no one else to give the ball to. Like, they should have got swept. Them niggas really won two games because they just super nice. And that was it. They're just really nice, and they get buckets, and you can't stop them from getting buckets. But there's no like you can't like you're gonna need help.
Nah, for sure.
You're gonna need help when he was in Brooklyn and he was wilding, and oh, they would have won a championship if he wore a size 12 instead of like that. You know, I've never heard this for anybody else. oh, that game would have got one if he just if his big toe was a little bit small. I've never heard anyone else equate math or shoe sizes into them winning a championship. If like, but it's like, he does. What happened in the overtime? What happened when they played the Celtics and they got smoked? What happened last year against the Nuggets? What happened all those years in Oklahoma?
Kevin Durant can't win unless his team is stacked, bro.
A lot of people can't win. I don't want to put that on just him. The league has that much talent in it. It is not easy to win in today's NBA. You need to have a team like that. Like, you got to look. The Bucks have Dame and Giannis. They're the favorites, but they're not runaway favorites. The Celtics still look like a favorite. The Denver Nuggets look like they could repeat. Everybody wants Phoenix to win. The Lakers still could, you know, make some noise. The Warriors, you know, currently constructed, can wow you. You can't really write them off. They're probably a piece away. Do with their organization, you don't know who they could sneak over there.
Nah, hey,
like look at the talent. Look at the talent in the league. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have like five legitimate teams that can win you a championship if everybody's healthy. You don't know who's gonna win. You just got to match it up. The Clippers, if they ever could be healthy, like for once, you know, like. They can win you a fucking, you know, they can win you a championship if they're ever healthy, depending on who they match up with. You know, it's a lot of talent in the league. Like, look at the duos, bro. Like, that shit is insane. You kind of need a stacked team to win a championship. If you ain't stacked with stars, or if you don't have this, you and another top 15, top 20 player, then you're going to need those other guys. You're going to need those fucking... at least five guys in the top 100, if possible.
At least,
like, look at Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon is no bum. Yeah, Aaron Gordon over there. You got Jamal Murray over there. KCP showing up. You know, he ain't a household name, but you know, he shows up. Jeff Green finally got one. DeAndre, you know, DeAndre Jordan didn't play, you know, meaningful minutes then either too. But, you know, just to have some of these names here, you need some of this shit, bro. You ain't just going out there winning a championship with just them three. And we left off the Mavericks. The Mavericks, if you want to, as far as star quality go, you got Luka and Kyrie over there. You got two of the best players in the league.
I hate you, man. I hate you.
I'm just saying, dog. You need talent to win in today's league. That's all. You got anything for the people, Wayne, before we get out of here?
Fuck James Harden.
I feel you. I appreciate that. I appreciate your honesty.
He ran Dwight out of Houston because Dwight was trying to get in his white. Yeah. I said it. James Harden invited Dwight to the strip club, and Dwight wasn't looking at the men, at the girls. He was looking at him, and he ran him up out of Houston. So, yeah. We finally got the truth.
He invited him to the strip club, and he didn't want to look at the strippers. He wanted to strip.
Facts.
Holy cow, man. Facts. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Facts. Dwight wanted to throw dollars at James Harden and make him dance, boy.
Jesus Christ. I miss doing this.
He wanted to get James Harden a taste of his own medicine, man. Chill. Yo, I'm not going to lie.
You think that's where the step back originated from?
Yeah. Three steps away from the white.
Yeah, he just kept like.
I'm not gonna lie. We got Michael Myers. We got Chucky. We got Freddy Krueger. Ain't none of them niggas scarier than the white. 6'10 ass oiled up trying to take your booty.
He might be.
Yo,
where's the fucking Boondocks at when you need them, bro? This would have been like an elite episode on the Boondocks, nigga.
Somebody will do something. Somebody will make some form of parody, a horror movie.
Nah, that's crazy. That's fucking crazy, man.
But yeah, why? When for our listening, our viewership, for shits and giggles, Google what space movie came out in 1992. And when you guys come up with the answer for that, you guys tweet me, hit me up at we'll discuss, and if I remember, I'll reveal the answer on the next episode of King of the Core podcast.
See you guys.
Go ahead, Wayne. Google what space movie came out in 1992. When you see it, you just don't say it. Just when you see it, just say you saw it.
Starring Dwight Howard.
I'm out of here, man. I'll see you online, bro. Later. We out.